sooner.
It was like next week, and I'm like, it's a really long wait. Like, what's going on? So I opened up the package yesterday.
I see a lot of people do that.
Two boxes.
He was off.
And
you really start in your smile.
Like to welcome everyone to the 6th Osage Nation Congress. The date is September 4th, 2019. The time is 10 a.m. First item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked Assistant Chief Redcorn to render us a morning prayer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Heavenly Father, thank you again for allowing us to meet in the service of our people. Help us to remember all good things today and help us learn from each other and understand each other and communicate well with each other. Let us be good listeners when our people talk to us. Let us understand what their needs are. Let us do everything we can to help them and make their lives better. In Jesus' name we ask all of these things. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Assistant Chief. Next is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Congresswoman Lemon did let me know that she was running about 10 minutes late. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the journal from yesterday, September 3rd. If you would please look over the journal. Congresswoman Edwards.
Do we have the remarks by the principal chief put on to attach to the journal?
I was informed, no, we do not at this time.
Can we please request them?
That process, we were not provided a copy, but we can request it.
Thank you. Move to approve the journal of September 3rd, 2019.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is reports of select committees. Are there there any reports of select committees? Seeing none. Next is reports of standing committees. Any reports of standing committees? Seeing none. Next item, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Again, I respectfully ask that that be moved to first reading on Friday.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? It's rule suspension. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce ONCA 1983, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1984, an act to authorize and appropriate $830,701 to the matching grant fund for the listed grants and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Next item on the agenda. Oh. ONCA 1983 and 1984 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Next item on the agenda, General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed, ONCA 1876, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $194,346 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for property management improvements of the entire Hominy Village, not limited to the Hominy Village Square, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Pratt, how would you like to proceed?
I move to have this placed on Friday's agenda.
Second.
Remain on General Order Day 2, excuse me.
It's a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCA 1876 will go to Friday's agenda, General Order Day 2. Next item is motions and notices. Do we have any motions and notices? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Commerce will meet today from 1 to 2:30.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Appropriations Committee will meet today from 2:45 to 4:30.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Just wanted to bring it to the attention that there is a ribbon cutting tomorrow for the scenic byway. Didn't know if anyone wanted to attend. It's going to be at the same time that we're in session. Just for any discussion.
Scenic byway ribbon cutting is tomorrow. Where is that location?
It's, I believe it's on the east end. I'm not sure. I have to look it up again.
Okay.
Over here.
I think
it's out there by your place.
Oh, is it?
It's out there on the highway. That's where I was told.
Red Eagle Park is my understanding. Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
I intend to go.
Well, so we in the past have requested that they don't start at 10 a.m. because we have sessions. So are you suggesting that we meet then at 9 or what are you suggesting?
I'd like to hear from everybody. I see who's attending. If we still have a quorum or if everyone would like to attend, then we would need to move session.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, looking at today's agenda, I don't know that there's going to be any business on tomorrow's agenda other than introduction of bills and resolutions. So do we need to have session tomorrow?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, appropriations is going to be assigning legislation. I don't know if that needs a report, so there will be a report that needs to be given.
Do we have Congresswoman Goodfox?
Move to adjourn until 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, we are adjourned till tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
What's up with that Hominy Village stuff? Is there a CA meeting?
There's CA meeting. It'll be through in time.